A mutiny is in progress at the East Wing when I return. Felicity runs to me and pulls me into the cluster of girls watching it unfold from the safety of the trees. The men have abandoned the building. They stand together, hats on, arms folded across their chests, while Mr. Miller barks orders, his face red.
I'm the foreman here, and I say we've a job to finish, or there's no pay for the lot of you. Now back to work.
The men shuffle their feet. They fidget with their hats. One spits in the grass. A tall man with the build of a boxer steps forward. He glances anxiously at his mates.
Don't feel right, sir.
Mr. Miller cups his hand to his ear and frowns.
What's that? Me and the men been talking. Something don't feel right about this place. What don't feel right is not having pay in your pocket,
Mr. Miller shouts.
Where's Tambly gone to then? And Johnny going off last night, not coming back this morning,
another man shouts. He seems more frightened than angry.
They just up and gone without a word, and you don't think what there's a bit of the strange about it?
It's talk like this what probably scared them off, and good riddance to them, cowards. If you ask me, we need to clear the woods of them filthy gyps. I wouldn't be surprised if they've got a hand in this. Coming into our country and taking a proper Englishman's job, will you let them put their curses on us without a fight?
Your men drink. That is their curse.
Ital swaggers down the hill, trailing a dozen gypsies in his wake, as well as Kartik. My heart beats a little faster. The gypsies are far outnumbered by Miller's men. Miller staggers up the hill at a run. He takes a swing at Ital, who dodges and weaves like an expert boxer. The two men fall into fighting, with both sides egging them on. Ital catches Mr. Miller hard on the jaw. He reels from it. Kartik keeps his hand near the dagger in his boot.
Here now, stop this fuss,
Bridget yells. The whole of the school empties to see the men fighting. New blows are thrown. Everyone has a hand in it now.
How is it none of your lot is missing?
One of Mr. Miller's men shouts.
That is not proof,
Ital says, dodging a fist.
Proof enough for me,
another man growls. He jumps onto Ital's back, tearing at his shirt like an animal. Kartik pulls him off. The man grabs for him, and quick as a flash, Kartik's leg swings under the man, robbing him of his balance. The lawn erupts into chaos.
Isn't this exciting? Felicity says, eyes flashing.
Mrs. Nightwing has come. She strides across the lawn like Queen Victoria reprimanding her guard.
This will not do, Mr. Miller! This will not do at all!
Mother Elena stumbles into the clearing. She calls to the men to stop. She's weak and leans against a tree for support.
It is this place. It took my Carolina. Call for Eugenia. Ask her to stop this.
Mad as a hatter, someone mutters. There's a break in the melee. Kartik steps forward. He has a fresh cut on his lower lip.
If we joined forces, we'd have a better chance at catching whoever it is causing trouble. We could stand guard while you sleep.
Let the lots of you stand watch. We'd wake to have our pockets emptied and our throats cut,
a worker shouts. There is more yelling, accusations are thrown, and another fight threatens to break out. Mrs. Nightwing marches into the fray.
Gentlemen, the proposal is a sound one. The gypsies will stand watch in the evenings, so that your men might rest easy.
I won't let them watch us,
Mr. Miller says.
But we will watch, Ital says, for our own protection.
Such a fuss, Mrs. Nightwing tuts. Girls, why are you standing there with your mouths open like geese? To the schoolroom with you at once.
I pass Kartik, keeping my eyes squarely on the other girls. Don't look at him, Gemma. He did not answer your call. Keep walking. I manage to reach the doors of Spence before I allow myself a fleeting glance behind me, and there is Kartik watching me go.